Welcome to Doing Good Things for Kids, a show featuring the staff, faculty, and students of the Northfield School District who are doing important work building the future of our city, our community, and our society. Here is your host, the Superintendent of Northfield Public Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.
Welcome to the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast. I'm Matt Hillman, Superintendent of Schools in Northfield, Minnesota. Doing Good Things for Kids is a partnership between the Northfield Public Schools and KYMN Radio to highlight educational excellence in our school district. Today, I'm thrilled to share the stage with an outstanding elementary teacher from Spring Creek Elementary, Becky Malika. Becky teaches fifth grade at Spring Creek and is known as an outstanding educator and has participated in numerous work teams through the district, lending her expertise and leadership to helping make curriculum selections and determine what the best pathway forward is for our educators. So, Becky, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, we always start off with a softball, right? And so, I love origin stories. I love to hear how people got to where they are. And educators, often it's a little bit of a roundabout, but I'd love to hear what your pathway was. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Becky, and what first inspired you to pursue a career in education. And let's not bury the lead. You are a townie.
I am. I grew up in the Northfield area. I'm an alum of Northfield High School, class of 1993, and I loved high school. It was a very positive time in my life. I was involved in volleyball and track. I was a football manager for Bubba. I wanted to play hockey, but there was no girls' hockey team, so I was a hockey cheerleader. Not the same thing. I was in student council, and I continue to be in charge of our class reunions every 5 years. So I have a nice time with my friends planning events so that we can kind of keep that going, the social piece of being with classmates. So around that time, as a teenager or starting college, we would take all kinds of inventories about what career would be the best for us or what we would do well at. And education or teaching would pop up on all of them. And for whatever reason, I very much resisted that.
You know, we hear that a lot, right?
Yeah.
People initially felt that call, and then they try other things until they end up where they belong.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me. I was determined to get a business degree. My parents own a small business in the area, and I think I just wanted to be part of that. So I went to college for business, and in the meantime, I was starting my own little business of teaching private swimming lessons. And so that's where I got, I guess, my inspiration for teaching, working with individual students or just a few at a time and watching them grow from one level to the next and figuring out what to do with them the next lesson and how to make it fun and how to get the crying child in the pool or whatever it might be. And it was during that time I got a lot of encouragement from these parents who were watching, and they were, several of them were surprised that I was not going into teaching. And so I was feeling that little nudge, like, that's maybe what I should be doing. And I don't remember the exact conversation, but I recall one mom in particular talking to me for a while after swimming lessons that day. And it was kind of that day that I decided that I'm going to make a switch from business over to education. So I did that as after my junior year in college. So that was a big switch. And I ended up being in college for longer than most people are. But it was worth it. And it led me to where I'm supposed to be. And I think it also reminds me how important it is for us to point out to people, even people we don't know very well, like this mom at swimming lessons who didn't know me very well. She probably doesn't realize that her words led me to a career that I'm very satisfied and am grateful for. And so I think that we should all do that more to others, like point out their strengths or their gifts to them and ask them if they've considered this or that, because it might be what leads them to the right place.
Yeah, that's a really important point about helping people see the best in themselves and maybe things that they didn't realize, gifts that they didn't realize, or maybe they were, just not ready to take that step. So totally agree with you. We need to be encouraging people, especially in public service, right? We need more quality people in public service, and we need people to encourage folks to go into public service. So that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. And what about your teaching career? I mean, you've been with Northfield for some years, but you've had some other educational experiences.
Yes, I have. I worked in the non-public schools for 19 years before coming here, and I played a lot of different roles in that situation. So I've kind of taught everything from second grade to eighth grade and all kinds of different things that come with working somewhere where they don't have the services that we can provide here in Northfield. So I learned a lot and grew a lot before I came here.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of small schools, you know, public or private, is that you have to do all the jobs. Mm-hmm. So you get to learn so much about what makes a system work. And I think it makes us all, but I started in small schools too, so it makes us better. I think it makes us better and a better service to each other because we have experience in things that some of our colleagues have never had to do. So,
right.
I'm Matt Hillman. I'm the superintendent of schools here in Northfield, Minnesota. You are listening to the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast here on KYMN 1080 AM, 95.1 FM, and streaming on kymnradio.net. I'm interviewing fifth grade teacher Becky Malika from Spring Creek Elementary. So, Becky, would you think about a specific moment or an experience in the classroom that reaffirmed your love for teaching?
Well, I would like to say that luckily that happens all the time. As teachers, I think we have to give a lot of energy and hard work and patience, but luckily we have experiences that happen continuously that reaffirm our work, whether it's a student who changes their attitude about hating math or not being good at it, and then changing that to more excitement or more confidence in it, or even expressing enjoyment in it. Or that moment where a child says, oh, I get it now, after trying different things that weren't working and they finally found success. Just in general, I'd say the sense of community in the classroom, watching my students support each other. Like if someone is really struggling with something and watching another child go up to them and help them out or compliment them, those things are very reaffirming, just having common goals as a class and watching their excitement for it. Right now, my class this year is just knocking it out of the park with the number of books they've read. I think our class has read like 847 books.
847, that's pretty fantastic.
So they fill in a slip of paper with every book completed, and there's different genres, and they're color-coded, and we keep track. And the chain usually makes it around the classroom about one time by the end of the year. And this class has gone 1 3/4 times around the room already. So I told them I'd give them a
shout-out. Aren't they? They're going to hit two.
Well, they're pretty determined, yes.
That's fantastic.
So that's great. But I would say one moment more personally for me is when a student last year, she is now a senior about to graduate. She was in my first class here in Northfield, and she sent me an email, a message last year about how appreciative she is of the growth mindset work we did when she was in fifth grade and how much she has used that throughout her high school work and struggles. And that just really impacted me because it reminds me of how we do lessons or we do things with students and we don't really know for sure what they hang on to, but she took the time to reach out and let me know that that stuck with her and that it was helpful to her. And so that was very reaffirming.
And that's equally as powerful as the person who suggested you go into education, right? The person
right.
who, and when I was teaching students, I would talk with them how I believed in this concept of what I called delayed grading, which there's no way you could ever pull it off. And I would say to them, you know, it isn't as important to me that you know how to do the things that I'm teaching you here today. It's important to me that you can use them 5 years from now. So I'd love to have this system where I could check in with you a few years from now and you tell me how you're using the skills that I had taught you, and then I'll grade you. Of course, that's not practical, but you just had this great experience of this young person who when they were in elementary school is still thinking about what you taught them when they're in high school. And that is the most, I think it's the most powerful thing when a student contacts you and comes back to you when they don't have to. You know that you really made a big difference. And I congratulate you on that, because that is not the norm, right? We are not a thankful or a society that promotes a lot of gratitude. I think we like to think we are, but what a wonderful thing that you instilled in that student where they wanted to come back. And so for anyone listening, I would encourage you to think about a teacher who made a difference for you, or something that you are doing today that a teacher inspired you with, and reach out to them, right? Phone call, email, handwritten note is always the best. But those are the kinds of things that fuel us as educators, that the difference that we're making. And so I'm so happy that you had that experience, because sadly, there are people who don't receive those things and they still are inspired and keep going. But those are moments where you're like, that's a payday in a different way.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. So if we think about the district's vision, which people know that I say that when people are tired of hearing about the district's vision, that we're about halfway there. So how does the district's vision to prepare every student for lifelong success by developing critical thinkers who are curious and ready to engage in our society drive your work at Spring Creek?
Well, I think that one of the main things that drives my work is considering how lifelong success is different for everyone. And we have no idea what that looks like for each of our students. And so we need to value their uniqueness and each of their individualities, their gifts that they each bring, because we don't know what it is that we're really preparing them for. And as far as being critical thinkers, that we know we're going to need in everyday life, no matter what it is that we're doing. So we try to create situations where they are pushed into critical thinking by solving different problems, maybe ones that don't even have a correct answer to them. And in general, just going to the students for help when we have a situation on the playground or the lunchroom or in our classroom that isn't going well, we go to them with that and ask, how do you think we can solve this? And that's just a way to get them involved critically thinking and solving problems right there. I think that having a really inviting and comfortable classroom environment is important for curiosity, so that students feel comfortable asking questions and sharing what they're wondering about. And then if you can take that and spin it into a lesson or incorporate that into the work that we're doing in curriculum, that makes it all the better. And really engaging in society is what they're doing at school. Our classrooms are little mini societies, and they all play an important role in it, and they all affect each other. So we're really just practicing that in our classrooms. This year, I have students apply for jobs instead of assigning classroom jobs. So they have to fill in job applications, and they get hired, and they get paid in a certain way. And that's just one little way, but just knowing they have ownership and they make a difference in the room is
that little anecdote right there. I think is so important for people to hear. I don't think people understand the creativity that teachers have in the classroom in order to prepare students for lifelong success. What you just described, I would bet there's the majority of our listeners would have never thought that that would be something that could happen in a fifth grade classroom. So I just compliment you on that creative thinking and how you're taking the everyday kind of thing and turning it into a lesson in lifelong success. So again, validating why we are highlighting your educational excellence on the podcast today there, Becky. So,
well, thank you.
Again, you're listening to the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast here on KYMN Radio, 1080 AM, 95.1 FM, and streaming on kymnradio.net. Becky, what do you think, what do you hope when you're thinking about your students, what do you hope that they take away from your classes?
Well, of course, I hope that they all gain the skills, whether academic skills or social skills, to be successful in whatever's next for them. But what I truly and more importantly hope they take away is that they matter, that they have ideas that matter, and that they the way they treat other people matters, the way they're treated matters, even the way they think, like the thoughts that they keep themselves busy with matter a lot, as well as their talents, their struggles. So whatever it is that they come out academically, I want them to feel valued and that they matter.
It's so important, right? Because kids don't know what, they don't care what you know until they know you care, right? And when you're investing in their mattering, people will run through the wall for people who make them feel valued. And that's what you're doing with your students. That's awesome. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah. Well, they do it back to us too.
Of course they do. Yes, that's great. So how do you nurture your passion for education? And what advice would you give other educators looking to stay inspired? Education, in my mind, is a great field, but it's also a very hard field, right? There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of emotion. I'm not sure people can understand how tired you feel on a Friday in September when you're getting back into the routine. I mean, this is a full body experience in education. We need to take care of ourselves, and we need to keep lighting that fire of inspiration of why we do what we do. So what advice would you give to people, of how you do it, and what are things that you would suggest other people do to nurture that passion?
Well, for me, I keep that passion alive for myself through leadership roles that I take. I like being involved in that way, and just continuing to learn myself. I've always enjoyed education in general, or being a learner. I've gotten my master's degree. I was interested in gifted and talented work, so I got a certificate in that and in the STEM program. And now, along with many colleagues, I'm learning about reading in a more deep way. And even with our new math curriculum in our elementary schools, we are learning that together. And so I just think learning new things is what kind of keeps that passion alive. And I think to stay inspired, we just really, again, need to connect with our students very deeply so that we can see what their needs are. And those needs keep changing. So we need to figure out how can we meet those needs. And we have to talk to each other about that, do research and learn things and try things, see what works. And basically, the work is never done.
It's ongoing, right?
Never check off a list and say that we're done. So,
I think you described something I think is really important for people. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Becoming a beginner again is a pretty powerful thing. And I think that for so many people, when they get into a career, they think about, paying their dues, so to speak, so they can get to a point where they're comfortable. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I have learned that in my career, as you've described, becoming a beginner again is pretty important, right? Because it forces you to put yourself in the place of a learner, which gives you greater empathy for the students that you're teaching about what they're going through as they're learning. So I really appreciate it. I'd like you to emphasize a little bit, because you undersell yourself a little bit. You're an amazing leader. Would you just talk a little bit about the leadership roles that you have had within the district in terms of you've been part of work teams. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the contributions you've made in those ways, because that's above and beyond what you're doing on a daily basis and demonstrates your dedication to the district.
Well, one of the work teams that I've been most active on is the math work team. As a district, worked on looking for new curriculum. We explored that over, I think, a couple different summers, and I worked with a group to write fifth grade curriculum before this new curriculum. So we, that was an incredible feat that we did that. More in that area of math, I'm the math lead for Spring Creek. So I meet with teachers once a month that are on the math committee, and kind of work as a liaison between the district and the teachers. I work on the PST, the problem-solving team. So that's once or twice a week. We will meet to discuss particular students and what their needs are and how we can help them. And then we aid the teacher in whatever tools that teacher might need, or next steps. And then the MTSS, the multi-tiered
System of Support.
I'm active. We love our acronyms, don't we? Yep. So we meet twice a month, and it's kind of like the problem solving team, but instead of for particular students, it's for the whole school. Mm-hmm. And we look at areas where we could grow and where we're successful, and just continue to set goals to improve in lots of different areas there. So those are some of the things. During COVID, I was on a COVID team where we just, I don't remember, it's a little bit of a fog, but we figured things out.
Yep.
So those are the things that come to mind.
Well, and I think it's a testament to the commitment that you have to the district, but also how people perceive your leadership, right? When you speak, when you're part of something, people listen. They're generally interested in how you think about things because of the respect that you have earned from them. And I personally thank you for all of the work that you've done for the district, because you continue to help make us better. You have bought into our continuous improvement, what's next philosophy, and it really shows. So thanks for doing what you're doing. That's been fantastic.
Well, thanks. I enjoy it.
So why do you love teaching in Northfield?
Well, there's several reasons. The easy answer is the support of people. I work on, my particular team is fantastic. I get to work with people who have become my closest friends, and who are also great educators. And I would say that about all of the people that I work with at Spring Creek, just the support that each other gives, the encouragement and the lifting up of each other, filling in the gaps for each other, going to each other when, you know, we have some particular struggle to get ideas, and people are just, they're there to do good things for kids. And I enjoy being around positive people, surrounding myself with that. And it just naturally is happening in this job. I don't have to seek that out. So I just really appreciate that. And at the district level too, I like how there's kind of a vision for the whole district, and that our elementary schools are working together to be on the same page on a lot of things. And I've made connections with other fifth grade teachers in the district because of that, or even watching the work happening between, like, the elementary. We've really been focusing on math, but now that's happening at the middle school and the high school. And I got to be part of some teams that had discussions about that, and just to see how everyone's working so hard. I just like to be around people that are so driven. There's high quality programs. I think we have high expectations for ourselves, and we want each other to live up to those expectations. And we have the resources, and I think we have great benefits, and it's really about the people, the positive energy and support. Like, the whole community of Northfield exudes that support and wanting to give to children. So I just want to be part of that.
And I always think it's a testament to a community when young people come back and work in the schools that they went, right? There are many people who would never go back, you know, to the school or the community that they taught. Just not, you know, it's not typical, right? But you're one of many here, you know, who have chosen to come back and want to work here. And it really does create this connection across generations, and it cultivates this spirit of more than just what is here now. And so I think that's a testament, and we're so grateful that you chose, you know, to come back to Northfield and specifically Spring Creek. So we're just so grateful for the work that you do, Becky. You are an excellent educator, and we're really proud of the difference that you've made at Spring Creek and across the district. So thanks for doing what you do, and keep doing it, right?
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, I'm Matt Hillman, the superintendent of schools here in Northfield. I've been having a conversation with Becky Malika, a fifth grade teacher at Spring Creek Elementary, on this month's edition of Doing Good Things for Kids. Doing Good Things for Kids is a partnership between the Northfield Public Schools and KYMN Radio. Thanks to Rich Larson and all the staff at KYMN that help us promote educational excellence by highlighting educators who are doing great things for our students each day. Thanks for listening, and have a great Northfield day.